On Sukkot, we have two distinct mitzvot. Mitzvah number one is to eat in a sukkah, which is a house without a real roof, with branches and twigs instead of a roof. That's number one. Mitzvah number two is to make a blessing over four species of plants: a lulav, which is a palm tree branch, a myrtle branch, a willow branch, and etrog, which is a citrus fruit. The mitzvah of Sukkah has an explanation in the Torah that we are celebrating the fact that for 40 years God was taking care of us in the Sinai Desert, where we were traveling on our way from Egypt. And we were there at nature's mercy, and according to the laws of nature, there was no chance for us to survive for 40 years in those conditions. But God was taking care of us through special clouds that were protecting us. They were shielding us from very hot sun. They were protecting us from all of the weather elements, and they were protecting us even from the animals that could have harmed us. So God was sending these clouds that were protecting us, and in commemoration of those clouds, we eat in a sukkah, which is a resemblance of those clouds, and we do it because we proclaim our faith in God, that we are not relying on our fortified and well-insulated houses. We are trusting God. We are ready to go and eat in natural conditions where we are subject to all weather elements, and we are sure that God's going to take care of us. This is the explanation that is given in the Chumash and the five books of Moses for the mitzvah of Sukkah. But then we need to look deeper, and we can discover a lot of very interesting insights about the mitzvah. Because if the sukkah is given to us as a mitzvah in commemoration of those clouds that we had in the desert, then let's look at the clouds and let's see what were they all about. These clouds were called clouds of glory because they were, first of all, protecting us. Second of all, they were guiding us, because how would Jews know where to go? They did not have GPSs back then. And even Google Maps was not invented yet. Could you imagine that? I don't know how people were getting around. So Jews were guided by those clouds. This was a second function of those clouds. And the third function was that they were given to Jews as an honorary guard, as a sign of God giving them special honor. So that's why they were called the clouds of glory. So could you imagine that God is personally taking care of you, and not only he's protecting you, he's also sending you an honorary guard. He's also giving you a sign of glory, of importance. And Kabbalah is telling us that Sukkah is corresponding to the highest levels of godly light because of that. So now we see that Sukkah is a very special mitzvah. Sukkah is the only mitzvah that you go inside of. When you put on tefillin, your tefillin is on top of your arm, but you are not going inside of your tefillin. When you are doing any other mitzvah, you are not inside of this mitzvah. Sukkah is our only opportunity to be inside of a mitzvah. This is a very, very high and spiritual experience. And by the way, interestingly enough, this is why we do not sleep in a sukkah. There are some Jews that have a custom of sleeping in a sukkah. We specifically don't do it. And the reason why we don't do it is because if it's so holy and if it's so high, how can you sleep there? Would you come to a temple to use it as your bedroom? Could you imagine a Jew is coming to the Jerusalem temple and He's walking into Holy of Holies and says, okay, here's my pillow, here's my blanket, I'm here for the night. It probably would not be very respectful. This is a reason also why Sukkah is special. We see that Sukkah is the only mitzvah that an unlimited amount of people can fulfill at the same time. When you are putting on your tefillin, I cannot put on your tefillin at the same time. When a woman is lighting Shabbat candles, she is lighting Shabbat candles. Somebody next to her has to get her own candle. They cannot light a Shabbat candle together. And same thing is with every mitzvah besides for Sukkah. I'm sitting in the Sukkah. You are coming into the Sukkah. It says that every single Jew can be in one Sukkah. We could all be together, the entire nation, in one Sukkah if Sukkah is big enough. So Sukkah is representing such a high spiritual light that it's becoming great equalizer. It is one mitzvah for everyone. From the viewpoint of this spiritual light, all Jews are one. We are all together. And this is why also Sukkot is a holiday of unity. We are uniting together. And as a matter of fact, there are two different types of unity. There is a unity where we don't even see our differences, but then at one point we will hit the reality and we will realize, hey, we are different people. We do have things that separate us. We do have different interests, different opinions, different thoughts, different feelings. So this is where lulav comes in, because it's four species which are very different. We recognize their differences. Nonetheless, we are bringing them together. So Sukkot is a holiday of unity on two levels. Either on the level of a sukkah, where you don't even see anyone's differences, or on the level of lulav, where you see the differences, nonetheless, you are uniting together.